crystal, which is created by putting some kind of mask over the material, and then etching from different angles. Basically, you drill holes from three different angles, and it forms a three-dimensional structure. And this drilling holes is done with reactive ion etching. So the idea is that you, it's often done with silicon, you have some silicon, and you put it in a gas that will etch it, but it only etches if the reaction is initialized by some gas molecules that are hitting the surface at a high kinetic energy. So you're shooting ions in at a certain angle. So this can be directional. You're shooting in at a certain angle, and when they hit the silicon, it will etch in that direction, and you can etch a pretty deep hole in a certain direction. So here, it's drawn as if you drill every hole individually, but you've got this mask, and you can drill all the holes at a certain angle all at once, and then turn it and drill a second time through all the holes, and drill a third time through all the holes, and get a structure like this, which then has a photonic band gap. So this is one way to, starting with some solid piece of material, make a photonic band gap.